Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us on the line right now, it's Vince Colonnaise, editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, and a good friend of this program. Talk about all the things going on. Man, there's so much to cover right now. Good morning to you, Vince. How are you?
Good morning. Isn't it exciting? Man, going into Thanksgiving week, this is supposed to be boring.
Yeah, well, no, it's not going to be boring at all. It's hardly boring. Look, we want to get into all of the transition decisions and the meetings that are going on. We'll do that in just a moment. We got to talk about this meeting that occurred yesterday. Donald Trump calls in 30, 40 top media people, the anchors, the hosts, and then the big network executives, you know, like Zucker and all the ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox guys are all there. And it, apparently, according to many of the reports that have come out of this allegedly off-the-record meeting, it did not go well for the media. They got an earful.
Right. It was off the record. It was in a sign of good faith, they immediately leaked all of the relevant details.
Yes, that's right.
So I guess what happens is, according to the reports we're seeing, is that all these members of the media show up, including, as you said, top media executives and anchors, and probably in their elite smugness thought that they were just going to get away with sort of like a suck-up session. And no, they didn't. They got an apprentice-style dressing down from Donald Trump, according to all of the reports that we've seen, and especially CNN, who somebody quoted Trump as saying, quote, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar, and you should be ashamed." It's kind of direct. Donald Trump, you know, goes out of his way to go after CNN. I don't know. It's hard for me to fault him. I have to say, I was at this, like, crazy journalism dinner last week. I saw one Mexican CNN journalist compare Trump to Hitler, and then Jeff Zucker, who was also there, they had this, like, silent auction of photos going on in the room, and there were pictures of Donald Trump and Barack Obama for, like, a dozen photos. Jeff Zucker had $2,000 a piece on two photos of Obama and no other photos. So it's kind of good to show you where the heads of CNN are. They're clearly not pro-Trump, and Trump's been very upset with them for showing it throughout the campaign.
Well, Vince Colonnaise, despite being part of the media as editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, I think that the editorial content there at the Daily Caller often points out the hypocrisy in the media and what they do. So given that, and given your expertise in that, how do you think they will react to this? Do you think this is just, okay, well, now we got that out of our system. Let's try to go put our best foot forward and cover this administration in a positive and fair way? Or do you think that this is the declaration of a four-year war that we're about to embark on, don't you think?
Oh, totally. It's going to be all self-awareness. They're going to come out of this very chastened, and they're probably going to behave themselves. It's crazy. I mean, look at this New York Times editorial that we saw last week, this notion that they were coming out and they were like, look, we're going to try and actually get a better handle on what's going on in this country. And it was a mea culpa to the readers. And I've been saying this, the extent to which you've done any soul searching from the press, especially the press has gotten it so wrong and been openly hostile to Donald Trump, has been in the service of audience retention, not in course correction. They just don't want to lose readers who now are questioning whether they should continue to trust them. So, I don't think a tremendous amount is going to change, and this will be potentially just the latest battle in the war between the press and Donald Trump.
Well, and there's another one that just happened. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. There's another one that happened just a few moments ago, just in the last hour. Donald Trump says he's canceled his meeting that was scheduled with the New York Times. He says, when the terms and conditions of the meeting were changed at the last moment, not nice, says Donald Trump.
No, not nice. So I guess as of last night, we had heard that the New York Times was scheduled to have both an off and on record conversation with Donald Trump today. I don't know the details of why this has collapsed now. It's funny to think that he had this meeting arranged, but he persists on calling them failing New York Times as if they have no place really talking to him in the first place. But we'll see. He even tweeted that he expects that the New York Times meeting may resume at some point. But this morning, he's coming out strong against the Times.
Yeah, I don't understand why you bother at this point.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
there are a lot of. I mean, I'm sure the Daily Caller has a greater reach than the New York Times does at this point. Why even bother?
Well, I would agree totally. And by the way, if you're like an official who wants to change the composition of the press, just as long as we're on the subject, like, why not talk to the Daily Caller? Why not, like, I mean, this notion of, like, this ranking organizations based on their historical placement among the press.
Vince, we're losing
Vince,
your signal.
Something there with your phone there is a little funky there, Vince.
My apologies.
There you go, there you go.
Does that sound a little better?
Yeah,
sounds better.
Okay, good. So all I'm saying is that, you know, if you want to contribute to the changing composition of the press, if you want to accelerate the extent to which you can get fair coverage, yeah, talk to places like the Daily Caller. There were literally millions of people watching Facebook Live videos on our site, to give one example. So, yeah, no, totally. I definitely think that should happen.
All right.
And, you know, our reporting this weekend has suggested we've gotten some very interesting details. Donald Trump is seriously considering people like General Mattis for the Department of Defense, Mitt Romney for Secretary of State, Stephen Mnuchin for the head of the Treasury Department. And that's all stuff that we found out. That was Saturday morning. We knew that Donald Trump had all three of those guys top of mind.
And let's continue on that conversation, because that really is the dominant game in this town right now, the jobs game, the sweepstakes, who's going to get this job, who's going to get that job. We did get a flurry of announcements on Friday, including the attorney general position. But do you expect anything this week with the holiday, or do you think that the Trump team is evaluating and won't tell us anything until next week?
Well, I would never presume they'll do anything that makes sense on a calendar, right?
See.
I think that Donald Trump's campaign and Donald Trump himself have always sort of done things at the exact moment they want to, which is whenever. Inside, you know, Trump's campaign and the people that we've been talking to keep on telling us soon, expect an announcement soon. Who knows what that means? I thought that could have meant Saturday or Sunday, but these meetings persist. He's announced that today he's going to have a lot more meetings at Trump Tower, but then he's off to Florida to begin the Thanksgiving week. So we'll find out, I think, rather quickly this morning whether or not more announcements are on their way.
Who's lining up today? Do you have any sense of it?
I don't. I'm not looking at a readout of today's meetings, but if they're anything like the past few days, it's going to be a mixture of people who've both been very loyal to Trump and people who've been completely disloyal in some cases, or are Democrats from across the aisle, like Tulsi Gabbard met in with him yesterday.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
Like, no, apparently they talked about very simple things like fixing the VA in the Middle East, which is kind of amazing to me. And Tulsi Gabbard makes a very generous statement saying that she's just eager to sort of, you know, even though they may disagree, she'll make that her voice known, but she's willing to work with them. You know, she was very, you know, Trump was never shy about talking about Bernie Sanders supporters who were wounded by the process in the Democratic Party, and Tulsi Gabbard is chief among them.
All right.
Tulsi Gabbard as VA secretary is a very interesting
That's
idea.
That's an interesting idea, yeah. Vince, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure, my friend.
By the way, Vince Colonnais, last time we talked to you, you were merely the executive editor at Daily Caller, now editor-in-chief.
Yeah, congratulations.
Your boss, Tucker Carlson, has
thank
gotten his full-time
much.
Gig.
And thank you for being so supportive of Tucker's new show. I think he's doing an incredible job.
Yeah, he really has.
We love it. We do. And
last night was priceless, actually.
Do you get a new company car now, right, just like Tucker used to drive around? It was a Bentley, if I remember right. I saw Tucker driving around in town. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I don't even get Uber discounts. I think I'm still going to have to hoof it.
All right. Well, that's why we need to keep clicking on those ads at dailycaller.com.
High-powered media mogul Vince Colonnais.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Vince.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.